The third basic teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme listening to God speaking to us. The Lord be with you. How would we know that God has truly spoken to us? That our experience was an authentic experience of God? That we have really encountered Christ and not the spirit of lies or the evil spirit disguised as an angel of light, as Saint Paul says in the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 14. When I compare what I heard or understood, what I have seen or experienced with the Word of God as it is proclaimed in the church, in the community, and not when I am alone, as I understand it. That is how I come to know that God has truly spoken to me, that my experience is an authentic experience of God. If it does not contradict, is not in contradiction with the Word of God as it is proclaimed in the church. That is why the third important moment of the cell meeting is the word of our shepherd, or our pastor, or parish priest. When I was a parish priest, I was very happy to do the teaching for myself. Today, I do the teaching as I used to do it before I became parish priest, in the name of the parish priest, in communion with him. Pray so that the day may arrive when the parish priest will get the vision of an evangelized parish so much, when he appreciates the strategic value of cells of evangelization so much, that he starts to do the teachings himself with enthusiasm, in spite of all the sacrifices that may be involved. The more he sees the fruit of the cells, the more he sees the cells growing and multiplying, the more encouraged he will be. But we need to pray that what happened once in a particular parish will not repeat itself. Once there was a parish with a considerable number of cells, and one fine day the parish priest decided to do the teachings for the cells himself, but without him having the vision of the parish cell system of evangelization. In fact, he got what he wanted. Many more people immediately doing various types of services in the parish, but without caring and supporting the cells to keep evangelizing and bringing new people in the church and the parish, to the extent that all the cells faded slowly until they died completely. So we need to pray, and to pray a lot, not only for the parish priest to start doing the teaching himself, but first and foremost, for our parish priest to get the vision of an evangelized parish and the method of the parish cell system of evangelization to reach that aim. The reason is that the nature of the teaching is very important and needs to be particular. As we have said in the introduction to the seven moments of the cell meeting, even the teaching of the pastor needs to be oriented towards the same goal of evangelization, towards the evangelization of the oikos, therefore towards growth and multiplication. After some time attending the cell, one starts to grow religiously speaking and spiritually, and therefore one starts feeling the need for more solid food. This is a good sign, and the parish needs to serve such needs, so that such members of the cell, who are also members of the parish, continue to grow in their spiritual life. However, it is clear that we need to make good discernment and keep our focus on the purpose of the teaching during the cell meeting, because the teaching is neither a program of adult catechesis, nor a course in the teachings of the Church, not even a Bible study. Today, there are many parishes who have various organized programs of adult catechesis or different types of courses of formation. Our community itself offers a school of formation with various courses based on Holy Scriptures and on the teachings of the Church. However, the teaching during the cell meeting is not the place for all this. The teaching during the cell meeting needs to nourish us with the food we need in order to grow as effective evangelizers, in order to learn how to evangelize. Therefore, there should be no teaching that does not interest me or that does not touch me. You know, listening to a teaching on the four Gospels and the way they were written can be very instructive, and one would surely end up by saying, "That was nice. It was a good teaching. I never knew that the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke were related to each other," etc. It can also be very instructive to listen to a teaching about the social teachings of the Church. And at the end, one would also say, "That was a good speaker. It is clear that he knows the subject very well. I never knew that the Church had been defending the rights of the workers for so long a time," etc. But having such feelings or reactions after the teaching during a cell meeting means that something somewhere is wrong, and that we might be wasting our time. We are not to listen to the teaching and appreciate how good it was, or feel provoked to put and discuss so many questions. We are to listen to the teaching with the attitude of asking ourselves, "How does this teaching touch me? What is it that the Lord wants to tell me through this teaching?" After listening to the teaching, we pass to the fourth moment of the cell meeting, which is the moment of reflection. At this moment, we do not discuss the teaching, but we share what struck us from the teaching, or what we feel the Lord has told us. If there are points for which we need more explanation, or which we feel the need to discuss, we can take note of them and speak to the leader sometime after the meeting. If the leader is not in a position to answer our queries, he will refer us to someone who can clarify those points for us, or with whom we can speak and discuss. But it is very important that we do not lose the spirit of the cell and transform the meeting into a hot discussion that may be fruitful for nothing. Even at this moment, we need to listen attentively to one another's reflection, because God may speak to us through our brethren. The fifth moment of the cell meeting might be considered as insignificant, trivial, or like promotion filler. If we have that attitude, it is wrong. There is no single moment during the cell meeting that is an extra, or that we can do without. Sometimes what seems to be insignificant like the pinch of a salt in the food, might change the whole orientation. The notices of what is going on in the parish and in the parish cell system of evangelization are very important for the cell. First of all, because of the very nature of the cell. The life of the biological cell depends on its dependence on the whole body. The moment it is detached or seeks to live independently of the body, it dies. So also with the cells of evangelization. They are parish cells of evangelization. They are of the parish and for the parish. When we reflect on the sevenfold phases of the process of evangelization, we will understand better how the cell parts from the parish and needs to find its maturity in the parish. Secondly, because if the system of cells in our parish has not as yet been developed that much to give our cell the nourishment and support it needs, then we need to profit from the cells of other parishes, from what might be considered as a diocesan or national cell system of evangelization. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.